All right, Ryan, great fourth place run today in your first Classic, I believe.
Yeah, it's actually my first time ever driving here. I watched here. You know, my dad ran ISMA back in the day, and we always used to come to Classic. I've been here probably 10 or 15 times, always running around as a little kid, so it's pretty neat for me to be here and finish in the top five.
Hung in the top 10 basically all day, and actually top five for most of the second half of the race.
Yeah, the start of the race, I talked to like Otto Sitterly and Mike Licht, a few of those fast guys, and they told me, just save your equipment. So that's what I tried to do at the start. Didn't worry too much about the guys getting around me. I think we dropped back to eighth there at one point, but worked our way back up, and nice top five. It's good for us.
How was the Twitter laps for you? What was it like? Was anything like you thought it would be? Maybe the last 25 laps to go?
Actually, you know what? It wasn't too bad. It was a little bit hot in there, but it wasn't too bad. We run a little 500 in Anderson, Indiana, which is 500 laps and a quarter mile with a sprint car. So that pretty much prepped me for something like this. So it wasn't too bad.
Any close calls for you today?
Yeah, when Schulich ran into that lap car, I must have been only an inch behind him, and I barely got through that. So that was pretty lucky for us there.
What are your plans for the rest of the season from here on out?
Basically, we're done for the year. Might run a sprint car race in North Carolina. If not, then we'll just start back up in March with the sprint car stuff, and hopefully we'll get to run some more super modified stuff.
And finally, who'd you like to thank for your run today?
I just got to thank all my crew and Dave Lair for building the car, and my dad and Ryan Barlow, Bob, my grandpa, Ronnie, all the guys. Sponsors, BSME Radiator, Extreme Metalworks, Linton Media, and Shell Shock.